This comes from The Power of Habit, which I love, the book. Book itself. Charles Duhigg. Anyway, this is really cool because if you're feeling like, you know, it's Monday and you're feeling like, dang, where's my motivation, right? And turns out, you know, there's a lot of people are saying, you know, willpower, you know, it's only got so much. So you got to conserve your willpower and, you know, only use it on certain things, kind of like decision making. If you only have so much decision making ability during the day, you want to make sure to get the good ones in the beginning. Well, this one actually looks at it completely, somewhat differently in terms of exercise and willpower. It turns out, okay, so the question is, of course, will exercising willpower muscles make them stronger, kind of like biceps, right? And the whole idea is that you can actually strengthen your willpower. Now, what happens is you can actually strengthen your creativity at the same time. So your ability to create is increased through exercise. It's not just exercise because, you know, let's face it, you know, a lot of people, this is this is exercise, right? It's that that failed push-up. So willpower, there were a couple of experiments that were done, right? And the whole idea was, okay, let's answer this question. So what they did is they had people do these exercises. They started with exercise. And the more time they spent at the gym, you know, the fewer donuts they ate, less alcohol they drank, less smoke they did, junk food they consumed, they were just better, less depressed. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's exercise. You know, it's increasing all this stuff to your brain. So that should do it. But turns out there's another experiment and they did it on money management. Same thing happened, right? It was the willpower and they smoked less cigarettes, drank less alcohol, less caffeine, so on and so forth, right? So the whole idea of this is that when they strengthen the willpower muscles, it affected all the other areas of their lives. So, in the gym, money management, that strength spilled over. So the key then is not just to rely upon willpower in one particular area. Like let's say you're just trying to stretch your creative muscles and make that habit. So you have that willpower to just jump in and create. Turns out that you don't have to just rely upon that one area. You can go ahead and jump into exercise or something else that you can do to strengthen that. So the whole idea was it has nothing to do with, it starts early on with kids and doing, you know, sports and whatnot. But the end result is, you know, a 5-year-old who can follow the ball for 10 minutes becomes a 6th grader who can start his homework on time. Whatever. But I want to leave you with this because that means that you don't have to rely upon one area. And it turns out it's muscle. Now, if you look at muscles, you can grow and grow and grow and grow. So, in fact, your willpower can expand and expand. So your creative abilities can expand and expand. And it all feeds off each other. So when you're thinking about that walk you might do, that run you might do, it's going to help you create better. Not only, you know, all that stuff to the brain, but just the ability to sit down and create on a regular basis. Of course, you'd want to combine it with habits and so on and so forth. But I thought this was great to be reminded. Now, the thing of it is, it works with challenges too, right? So anytime you do a challenge, you're going to actually help your willpower muscles. So go to creativehabitspodcast.com/ FP Lives Challenge, Facebook Lives Challenge. It's there you can sign up, and it's a Facebook Lives Challenge. Basically, it gets you to expand your creative muscle with Facebook Lives. And what I mean by this is, you know, doing Facebook Lives on a regular basis helps your ability to speak with a camera, you know, and you do that over time, and it not only helps you create there, which will help you connect with an audience, but it also helps you create on a regular basis anyway. It fosters ideas that you might not get otherwise. It's a fun thing to do, and it will, in the end, allow you to make, you know, an about page video. It'll allow you to make videos for your products, whatever they might be. your content, let's say you're a course creator, and you can create those courses. A lot of times it's so stifling to sit there and try to read from a particular thing. And when you exercise that muscle, again, the willpower muscle, it expands. Same sort of thing with your ability to, talk in front of the camera without having to rely upon a script, using bullet points instead. A lot of different techniques where you can actually span that out and connect with the audience. So highly recommend this Facebook Lives challenge. And even if you didn't do the challenge, just try it yourself. But if you want some great techniques, some ideas, repurposing ideas, scheduling, all kinds of things, I brought it together with this Facebook Live challenge. You can check it out. Regardless, think about ways to expand your creative muscle by expanding out to, money management maybe, or exercise, whatever it might be. It's still going to help you, and the muscle's going to, grow and grow and grow. That's a great thing about the body, of course. Put it out there to you, so that when you go to do that push-up, you won't fail. And when you go to sit down and create, it becomes easier and easier, especially on a Monday. So hope you enjoyed this. See you next time. Be sure to subscribe to get other Creative Spark ideas. You're within your 5-10 minute Creative Spark. And onward and upward. Thanks a lot for watching.